participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Buck. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
What a mess.
Here they are. Wendell, is it possible they're feeding us a delay? Because it seems to be following by 16 seconds.
In our headphones, Wendell, we are hearing
everything
that we said 16 seconds ago.
It's not just me. I'm not having a stroke,
is
right?
Is that happening on the radio?
You know, I'm going to tell you that I think it's kind of fascinating.
Hey, listen. We'd be hitting us by 16 seconds.
This is amazing, like everything we say.
This is on the freaking radio. This is on the radio.
Might not be.
Hold it.
Wacky, ain't it?
I think it's better now.
Did they fix it?
Well, happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
Oh, and more surprises yet to come for you today, Don.
Oh, and here he is, everybody. Right here. There he is. There he is.
Hi,
and
Mike.
You already played his intro thing.
Yeah. They were wearing party hats. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. QDOTK and all the ships at sea. Ready to donate the blood necessary for Keith Richards' daily transfusion, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Malley.
All right, here you go, Don and Mike Show. Hi, everybody, and thank you for listening to a new episode on this Wednesday, September 18th.
What was your joke, right?
What?
Your QDOTK.
That's a private joke.
Oh, okay, so they're so inside now that it's just between the two of you.
Well, you weren't on the early trade.
Okay, I got you.
I'll tell you, I'm sorry.
Good.
I should have checked
with you
before.
877-365-3636. That is the toll-free number. We are live in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know, it's been a dream of mine ever since I turned, 30, I said, what I really want on my birthday is to do a show from a bar.
And I think that's fantastic. And here you are. You're finally realizing that dream today, and I could not be more happy.
You're welcome.
We are at Legends.
Happy birthday to you.
In Philadelphia, we are across the street from the Vet, where the Stones will be taking the stage tonight.
Right.
We have 18 pair of Stones tickets that we're going to be giving away today when we do the game that has, frankly, the legal staff, the programming staff, the management, everybody up in arms at the game.
They think that suddenly we're going to be doing things like... can't even say what they think we're going to do because I'm so uptight about this, but they think we're going to be doing all sorts of
sex
sordid, horrible things.
You know what? It's three words.
Yeah.
Sex in church.
Not gonna happen.
That's what they think, not what we're going to be doing today. It's the freak show.
That's right.
It's the What Would You Do show to win Stones tickets. All I know is that today it has just been a barrage of calls from one guy calling the lawyer, and then the lawyer calling the other guy, and then that guy calling the girl, and the girl calling me, and then the girl calling the girl lawyer calling the guy, and they're calling back and forth, and they're saying, well, you haven't approved any of this, and we say, well, we don't know exactly what's going to happen on the show here today, but you can't even, and
Jesus Christ, this is a show you could broadcast on PTL today, I swear to God.
Do we have a ruling, do we have a final ruling about the pasties and G-strings? That is very important to me.
It's very important to me also, it's very important to our broadcast. We have to establish the ground rules for the pasties and G-strings, because later on during the broadcast, we're hoping to put Rob in a pasty.
Rob?
And, G-string.
Rob?
There's Rob. Rob's microphone.
There you go. I know I got it turned on.
I have to turn it on. Oh, hi.
There you go.
How are you?
Hi.
Mike?
Hi.
Hello. They're still awaiting a ruling on that, but ruling be damned, I'm wearing pasties right now.
Very good.
Let me just ask you, is this any way to run a railroad?
No, not at all, but you know what?
We're on the air, and now we're waiting. We're still waiting for the ruling.
Nothing should matter to you because it's your birthday today.
Oh, and it has been thus far a fantastic one, Mike.
I think you're just bouncing off the walls with great joy. I know that we're going to have a fabulous birthday broadcast here as we broadcast within earshot. You can hear the concert tonight from where we're broadcasting.
Yeah, and
if you knock down about eight walls.
And I am slightly, because I don't want to be negative.
No,
you know me, especially today.
And I've never described you as a negative individual. I've always referred to you as MP, Mr. Positive.
Especially today, I want to be positive.
Absolutely.
I want to be upbeat, but I am concerned.
Yes.
As we pulled into the parking lot of the Holiday Inn,
right,
across the street from the Vet.
Yes.
The big sign outside that said $20 to park. Now, my concern is to Joe and Josephine of Philadelphia, who want to come down, want to come to Legends, want to go to the YSP party tent.
You can't miss it. When we pulled into the parking lot, when we were in our little taxi cab there that it said $20, how many of you that are here right now just drove in today, and how many of you are staying in the hotel right now? All right.
No, nobody's staying in the
There's good news
about
that.
Did you guys pay the twenty bucks?
Rob, what is the good news?
If you clear the parking lot by 8 p.m., they will gladly, and I've been told gladly, refund your money.
Well, now, why do we... God, that sucks.
The deposit.
That just sucks. Right, Buzz? Why, if that's the case,
yes,
why not just let people in until the end of the show?
Because they want to make sure, if you stay for the Stones concert, they want to make sure they absorb that profit.
Right.
You're really at no risk.
Gladly refund your money.
No, now see right there, what that is to me, if I'm a listener,
yes,
that
a is listener?
A, that's a speed bump. Oh, yeah. Look at Tim. Look at how uptight Tim is. That's going to be the only bit of joy I get out of today's show, is the fact that today is the day that Tim Sabian's head will explode, like in the movie Scanners, and he will no longer cease to exist.
Now, well, that would be good enough to win Stone's tickets.
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to have a heck of a good time down here today. There's no doubt about that.
I'll tell you, it sucks. It sucks if you have to pay $20 to get in to see a free show, even if they're going to allegedly, and I say that allegedly, give you your $20 back if you leave, but they gladly give it back to you before you leave. That sucks the big hairy D.
Did they tell you all that? That they would give you your... No, they conveniently didn't mention that.
No,
yeah.
So...
All right. Yeah, see, we try to be company guys.
We are on the...
It's kind of... Yeah, I agree, sir. I totally agree.
We are on the earn while you learn plan.
We're gonna get to the bottom of this, but there's probably... To be quite honest with you, since we just got here ourselves, probably nothing at all we can do about it. No. But, after the broadcast is over, we should go out and stand right where the people are going to be leaving and make sure that the money is refunded.
That's how I wanted to spend my birthday night.
Granted.
In a parking lot.
Wouldn't you rather do that than go out to dinner or something like that? Wouldn't you rather stand?
Yeah, I'd rather stand in a parking lot of a Holiday Inn.
Right.
Giving back $20 rebates. Why don't they just take down the $20 sign just for right now, for a limited time? If you want to come down and you want to be a part of the show,
yeah,
down the giant sign that says $20 to get in.
You know, I would say that that's probably between the parking management and the hotel management and all that good stuff.
Well, I know that we have less than a full house right now. I would think that would probably limit the opportunity for any of our money fans to come down, since most of our money fans have no money.
This is true.
And they're coming down to win Stones tickets and win money.
Right. I understand this. I understand, and I wish there was something that we could do to stop this string of robberies.
You have to spend money to win money.
I truly do.
I don't get it. I really don't get it. Wendell, how much wireless capacity do we have? Do we have the wireless capacity to go out? We have two mics. How far do they reach? Do they reach all the way outside to where that parking guy
is? Ladies and gentlemen, get
all
ready.
All the way outside to the parking guy, probably.
There he is. Silver Star winner.
Wendell, hold on.
Yes?
It's been a while since you've been on the air. I can tell the way you just dove right in there.
Silver Star winner, Vietnam vet, Purple Heart winner, Wendell Hall.
You are now going to listen to the explanation from an engineer.
Wendell Hall, who spent 5 years in a Korean POW camp.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, a true American hero. 6 years, Rob?
6 years.
6 years. A true American hero.
Wendell Hall.
Our engineer, Wendell Hall.
Now, before you start, Wendell Hall, a man who was not responsible for the death of his friend when they went hunting that one time.
No.
It was his friend's gun. It was his friend's gun that went off.
It was an accident.
Very good. Go ahead, Wendell.
Yes.
Yes, what? the microphone does go all the way down there?
Huh?
Why don't you go on down right now on your first reconnaissance mission?
All right.
Head on down there with a wireless mic.
Only downside, I can't hear you.
Well, that's it. You know what? Probably better. Probably better that we can just hear the one-sided conversation.
We'll turn you off, Wendell, if it gets boring. Don't worry.
All right, good.
You know your mission, right?
We'll turn you down. We will turn you off completely.
The deal is, if you come down here to Legends of the Holiday Inn, and make no bones about it, we are inside Legends. We're inside the place. We're more comfortable doing the show inside, because it sounds more like a regular radio show.
I'm more comfortable here than I would be in an air studio with the proximity to alcohol.
Yes. Yeah, there's lots of booze here.
There's lots of booze, and I'm very excited about it.
And there's party tents outside, the WYSB party tents.
And there's a tribute band. There's, I believe, a Rolling Stones tribute band that starts at 6 o'clock, right?
There sure is. That's another reason. We're inside, so if you're coming down to win the Stones tickets for What Would You Do, the freak show, the talent show, the show that really we're not really positive yet absolutely what you can do.
Well, we'll find out. We're going to play it by ear, and we do have 18 pairs of Stones tickets, so that's exciting.
Maybe we can come down and play blackjack or go fish.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Something like that.
Now, that crackling you hear is the sound
that's
of
Wendell's microphone.
Wendell is standing by, and if you can actually talk to him on the cell phone, he'll be able to hear you.
There you go.
Now, that's not going to work.
Come in, Wendell.
Hello.
Wendell, wow.
Come back, Wendell.
That's it.
Come back, Wendell.
I think we've just established the range of the wireless microphone.
Come back.
He got to the men's room. Turn it down, Rob.
Come back.
He's continuing to walk away.
Then we're going to have to do, we're going to have him go outside, call the number of the station, and converse with him that way via cellular phone.
Very good.
All right, because we must get this worked out. We must,
yes.
We must, as Rob so eloquently said, Mr. Gorbachev, take down that wall.
I had a celebrity sighting on the train. I asked him to come to the broadcast today. He did not answer me.
And he was?
Not. You know, I should play the guessing game because he's not, I would not call him an A-tier celebrity. I would not call him a C-tier. He is in the lower part of the B's.
Is he celebrity, or like political celebrity?
He is an actor. A movie actor.
An actor.
Television actor.
Oh, well,
celebrity.
You know, I know that they had parts of Capitol Hill closed down the last couple of days because they were filming some movie back at home in D.C. You got to give me a hint. Just give me one hint.
It's hard because he's really obscure. In my opinion, he's very, very obscure. He's been known also as a political activist. Rob, you have a guess?
I do.
Who?
Tim Robbins.
No. No, not as happening as Tim Robbins.
Chad Everett.
Was he in any movie that you or
I... Tanya.
Tanya from the Extreme Team is here.
Hi, Tanya.
Mike.
Hi, I just wanted to say hi.
You have no chance.
I understand. I just a man can dream, can't he?
You have no chance.
All right. Hi, Tanya.
Her boyfriend plays for the Eagles.
I know. I just wanted to say hi. Hi,
although God knows I was working on your behalf.
I know you were.
Last week.
Here she is.
Hey, working so hard.
He's coming.
Hi,
here. She gives a kiss to Don.
I'm the Extreme.
There you go.
Hi, how are you? Good to see you.
There you go, Mike.
Oh.
Mike's got a wet spot now.
Thanks,
Don. <Tanya.
laughs> Wow. He's got a big wet spot.
Oh, my God.
Where's Wendell? I'd really like to figure this situation out.
I imagine he...
He'll be on the phone in just a second. All right, back to the celebrity.
Mike, the celebrity.
Okay. The celebrity is, he's been known to be politically active, but he has not made a super big hit movie. He's been in tons of movies.
Martin Sheen.
And he's very recognizable.
Martin Sheen.
And I believe he is Jewish. And he is obviously Jewish.
He's an obvious Jew. He's an OJ?
Yes.
An obvious Jew. Well, Jews run showbiz.
Initials RS.
Rob Spiewak.
No. You are incorrect, sir.
Robert...
Remember, obscure.
Sack.
No, you just got to tell us.
Last name is a precious metal.
Steel.
No, it's not a precious metal.
Sure it is.
Sapphire.
No,
precious metal.
I thought you said RS.
Iron. RS. And last name...
Steel is a precious metal.
Ron Silver.
Ron Silver,
yay!
You get it. Absolutely, Ron Silver.
Oh, yeah.
I know. See, I told you. But I didn't okay. Oversell it, did I? I
mean, no, you didn't.
Would I be accurate in saying he's not a C-League celebrity?
Right.
He's not an A-League. He is in the low part of the B's.
Yeah, he's a B-minus. He's got his toes in seawater.
Yes, he's testing that seawater right now.
What's the last time the rest of you guys were dangling your toes in some seawater?
Nothing like that fantastic, precious seawater.
And I don't mean S-E-A. I mean, you know, the
letter C.
Wendell is standing by.
The bad letter. Wendell is outside now on the wireless telephone. Hi, Wendell.
Hi there.
Hi now. Wendell, are you out there with the parking guy?
Sounds like you're in Lebanon.
I'm out here with the parking guy and girl.
Parking guy and girl. Okay.
Yep.
Would you ask them on behalf of the Don and Mike Show
on
behalf of WYSP if they would waive the $20 fee for the next 4 hours while we are on the air?
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Wendell, and use your best negotiation strategy.
Don and Mike have a question for you guys. Would you guys mind so much waiving the $20 parking fee for the next 4 hours while Don and Mike are on the air?
That's a definite no, I'm told. Are you sure?
A definite no. Now, is this gentleman that you're speaking with, Wendell, what appears to be his country of origin?
I'm all here at the moment. And your name? And Stephanie. Stephanie says hi.
Wendell, what are the countries of origin of these people, please?
It's Stephanie and Alamakalichmachalichmachal.
What do you believe the countries of origin are?
I'm betting Stephanie and Walt are both native Philadelphians, am I right? I am right.
Really? Native Americans. Okay.
So they're Americans.
So there's no way. This is the way it is. Every time there's an event, the parking lot at the Holiday Inn has that fee.
Well, then ask them where our listeners are supposed to park where
good
they're not
question.
Where they're not going to get charged $20.
Where should Don and Mike's listeners park if they don't want to? If they don't have $20 on them?
Are they thinking?
Yeah,
they're looking around
at the. There's a stadium there. Do you think they'd mind?
They can park here. Yeah,
they can park there. They're charging. Oh, there's something going on tonight.
They charge at the stadium. That's where the concert is tonight.
Oh,
and Hot Rock.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Do you have an answer, Wendell?
Yeah, the answer is pretty much nowhere. They could break down on the interstate, but they'll get towed after a while.
Well, that's it. All right, well, we have our answer. We're walking on air.
We are walking on air.
But remember, when you leave, they'll gladly refund your money.
If they're out of here before 5, they'll get reimbursed.
We got a guy who's... You in the green shirt, come here. Let's put him on
right up onto the stage. Get up on the guest mic right here, sir.
Here's the guy. Step up.
You may approach the bench.
Welcome to the show. Hi. Thanks for coming down. Thanks for listening. All that stuff.
Are you a Kappa Sig?
Kappa Sig, bro.
Yeah. And what's your name, my friend?
I'm Pothead Paul.
And Pothead Paul, where are you from?
I'm from Glastrow, New Jersey, bro.
And are you here for the contest today? You going to do something?
No, I'm just going to watch the broads do what they got to do. You know what I know.
And you were kind of indicating, I think, by gestures that you had to drop.
The
20 bills.
Got raped in the A. Raped in the A.
You'll get that back.
Parking. No, I will not get it back. You know why? Because I've been here before. And the Holiday Inn likes to take in the dude.
Okay, now that's not good. There are charming.
You know what? I tell you what. I'm sorry.
Wait, not the Holiday Inn. I'm sorry. The Parking Authority.
Here's what I'd like you to do right now.
Yes, sir.
An experiment for me.
Radio gods.
I will give you a valuable prize. If you go outside, get in your car.
Yeah.
Are you too drunk to drive?
No.
Okay.
I've only imbibed in about 2.
Okay. Very good.
I'm 2:30.
Get in your car and leave the parking lot.
Right.
See if they reimburse you the money.
Gladly.
Then gladly.
Then just hang in you and pay
us
to
turn around and come back in.
Yeah. Can you try that? And then
would you please and let us know what happened?
And just give us a report.
Now what if I owe them $40?
I will play here. When you come back, if you owe them another 20, I'll give it to you. All right,
and we'll see if they reimburse.
See if they you know they said that I'd be reimbursed when I left if I
As
left
a matter
before
of
8 o'clock.
Do you have a cell phone?
Yes.
All right, Robbie, give this guy the number at the station.
Okay.
Not the hotline, but give him the inside number to the producers.
This is going
to
be
the one where I can call you when you're in D.C.
This is
so going to
be...
Yeah, but we give you this number now. And don't be calling it every day going, hey, it's me, the guy from the bar.
Hey, Dennis Murphy.
All right, so go out to your car now. Call us immediately.
And let us know if you do get refunded that money.
Gladly.
That's very, very significant to us.
We'll never see him again.
Gladly.
Ladies and gentlemen, ZZ Top. ZZ Top has just come into the bar. There they are, ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus Christ.
How you doing, man?
Well, you know, these guys don't have to worry about paying $20 because I guarantee they walked here.
There you go. All right.
I guarantee. Maybe they rode a mule in or something, but there's absolutely no vehicle in play.
I love their music, though.
He's dress sharp.
With these guys. All right. There goes our man.
All right, we're going to try that experiment down here.
Vanilla.
We should mention where we are again. We are at Legends in the Holiday Inn, directly across from the Vet, and we are going to be here throughout the afternoon. We have 18 pairs of Rolling Stones tickets that we're going to give away.
Wow.
In our little What Would You Do for Rolling Stones Tickets contest.
Now, we must have the ground rules, though, before we actually start the contest, because I know some of the people who are here to perform, some of their acts may have already been
vetoed,
disqualified.
Oh, dear.
And if that's the case, well, then that's just going to make for even a worse birthday.
I have one question for you.
Yeah, Mike.
When you're going to read that lovely birthday card that I got for you?
I'm
going to
read it right now. If someone back at the station will alert me when our guy going to the television.
Do we have, before you start, do we have some music? Because this card requires music. Before you dive in, please don't even look at it. This card requires some lovely... Lovely.
Rob, you got some music for me here?
Something romantic. Now, this should take only
25 minutes.
No, we're closing in on it.
Yeah, hold on. We're coming up on it.
All right, this is my birthday card to Don in honor of your 45th.
44th, Mike.
44th. Sorry.
Hold on, Lisa. What? What are you waving your arms around like that for? What is she yelling about?
You can't read a card. The lawyer said you can't. If it's a greeting card, you can't read it.
What was she yelling about?
She wants me to have an ear open so I can hear her if she needs.
Okay.
If she's needed.
All right. Here we go. Don't ruin this beautiful moment.
No.
It's a happy moment for me.
And you know, when I want romantic music,
for
future reference,
if we were back in the studio, I could pull it up for you. I promise.
I know.
First of all, I want to say I love the stucco feel of the card.
Yeah, it's a kind of an artsy, craftsy thing that I did for you. I think you'd like it.
I want you beside me always.
There you are.
And I love it when you underline passages.
I only underline certain parts for emphasis.
When I get to an underlined passage, you will know it by hearing that. Oh, except I just screwed the music
up. The music. Oh, man.
I'm not going to be able to ding and play the music at the same time.
I was actually aroused, and now it's all gone.
That'll come back.
We'll get it back, Mike. Hold on a second.
It's so easy to read this upside down.
This will cheer up.
I love a remote.
Don't you?
I love a remote.
Good fun.
Jesus Christ. I love a remote.
Bit we've done for 18 years.
Here we go. I want you beside me always. I want to grow old with you.
Yes.
Lose count of the sunsets we share.
Amen.
Stroll along a moonlit beach.
Mm-hmm.
Always underlined, holding hands.
Right.
And underlined, looking into each other's eyes.
Right.
With a deep longing.
That's true.
No matter our age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's appropriate. It's age appropriate.
I want memories of sitting by a campfire. Warm conversation. Filling the crisp air between us.
I love those crisp autumn evenings.
And evening whispers among the trees. Filling my soul with love for you.
Wow, I love this card. I really dig this card.
Underlined. I want to wake beside you each morning.
I do.
And find the brightness and warmth.
This is true.
Of your sunshine on my face.
Yes, yes.
On my face.
Yeah, yeah, sunshine.
Oh, on your face.
On your face. You know what that means. Read between the lines.
I think I was.
Mm-hmm.
I want to travel the world with you beside me.
Right.
Explore the space. Oh, did I already run out of music there?
Hold on.
Explore the space between our souls. Ooh, thank God. I thought it was going to be more in the space between our legs.
Or between our pillows.
And feel the ever-growing love.
Yes.
That finds our spirits.
Amen.
I want to feel the universe between us. Sit beneath the clear evening sky, imagine heaven.
Yes.
And thank God for the gift of you.
Amen.
I want to play in the snow. Make angel. And write messages of love with my gloved hand.
Wow. No angels with you, baby.
I want to face the challenge of conveying to you this deepening love I have been trying to tell you how much I love you. It's like translating beautiful music into something that is still in silence.
Amen.
Yet I shall always make the effort.
Right.
Though it seems as impossible as describing.
That's okay. You don't need music for the last part.
Heaven. You beside me as my best friend and underlined lover.
There you are.
Always.
Fantastic.
I want you forever with me.
Isn't that beautiful?
Forever soulmates. Today and always. Beyond tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. And Mike signs, happy birthday. Me.
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 That's very lovely.
That was beautiful. That's beautiful.
I thought you'd enjoy that.
That's beautiful.
And it comes from the heart.
That's
truly
a freaking novel.
A very long card.
That is something a husband gives a wife, like if he's gone out and banged like a million girls, and he's really in trouble.
Absolutely.
I mean, thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lovely sentiment. It really was.
Those are the best.
Very nice.
Oh,
man.
Pothead Paul is on the line.
All right, let's talk to
Pothead Paul. Pothead Paul.
What's up?
Hey, dude.
What's happening? Did you get refunded?
None. I haven't even tried it yet.
Okay, so you're in the car.
I'm in the car. I'm about a half a block away from the exit entrance.
All right, well,
flash thingamajig. And then if you want me to go on the air, I'll do it.
Please do. You're on the air right now. Go up to the exit.
Are you Pothead Paul's girlfriend?
How wasted is he?
Is he
Yo.
All right, he's not wasted. Good. All right.
It's normal.
He's okay.
All right, so go ahead and ask them to gladly refund your $20.
I'm definitely looking for it. Second car in line.
Okay, very good.
Hey, it's home for cash.
Mm-hmm. Sound familiar?
Okay, all right. I'm coming up to this lovely, sweet, large woman. Oh, wait, how you doing?
I'm here with the Don and Mike broadcast, and I'm looking for my $20 refund.
We reimburse you, no problem.
Okay, yes, that's my egg.
Okay.
Blue ticket.
You know what's cool about this? What's cool about this?
We're on the air.
Giving them a gentle reminder.
Actually, they've been very grateful to give me the $20 Jefferson. It's in my hand, and
it's not Jefferson.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
No problem. Thank you, sir.
All right, pothead, turn around.
Then gets reimbursed.
Okay.
Now turn around and while you're still on the telephone with
okay,
us.
Okay. Yes, I'm on. I'm on the.
So turn around.
I am going to do a K-turn. This is not legal, but there are no lovely Philadelphia PA. I'm about second in line right now.
Second in line to get in. Hear that, Mike?
Second in line to get in.
Line to get in.
In line to get in. All right, now the same gentleman right here is up here, and he's looking at me very funnily. What are you just saying, have a good day, sir?
Very funnily.
He said the reason for coming in is, what's my reason for coming in, Mr. Don and Mr. Mike?
You're coming in to see the Don and Mike show.
I'm coming in to see the Don and Mike show live.
And you want to make sure that everybody...
7 o'clock, you get reimbursed on the way out.
It's $20 for parking, as long as you get reimbursed on the way out.
On the way out. You know what? Right. Then we reminded them. I like
very
that.
Very nice.
Good. Yeah. Not, they have taken care of it very graciously.
But still, I want to say it sucks that you have to lend $20 to the Holiday Inn.
It's sort of like when you go to ShopRite, though, and you have to pay that quarter for the damn cart. Just because I think you're going to steal it?
Sort of like that. I like that ball.
Well, I mean, I guess you guys don't shop in the same neighborhoods I do. I don't make $250,000. I'm not radio gods yet.
Oh, listen, my friend, you'd be surprised. Check out the designer tags on our clothes today. Perhaps
it's beautiful. I love the Hawaiian shirt, sir.
Perhaps you've heard of the exclusive line of pants I'm wearing. They're called Dockers. And I bought them at a store called J.C. Penney.
And I've been known to step out in Target clothing. So, sir, you don't have to worry about that. So you paid your $20 and you're coming back in. Is that right, Pothead Paul?
A Pothead Paul's going to be on the way back in to drink his Rolling Rocks and see you in your Target clothing.
You the man.
Right,
I like it.
Thank Excellent. You. Pothead Paul, everybody.
Let's give him a nice round of applause. Can you hear us?
So now we know that you indeed can pull into the parking lot.
That's fantastic.
They will, and I, ladies and gentlemen of the court, I find it a criminal offense that they're going to charge $20, but you will get your $20 back.
Yeah, and now that we've reminded them, that's all the better. So come on down, pay your $20, you'll get reimbursed after the show. So we are delighted about that.
Oh, yeah, what a mess, though.
Happy birthday.
What a mess.
Happy birthday to you.
Nothing's ever clean. Nothing's ever clean.
Nothing's easy.
And who's
my Duke is clean.
Who celebrates? Hey, there's Pothead Paul. There he is, everybody.
Pothead Paul.
Good job. Pothead Paul, the man.
Good.
The legend.
Good job.
I know you're asking yourself, who celebrates this birthday today?
Yeah. It is a national holiday in some parts of the country.
For years, I was really, really disappointed because the only people that we could find were, what's his name? The guy who just killed his wife?
Robert Blake.
Mm-hmm. And that faggot Frankie Avalon. But now there are two prominent names that join me.
Good.
And made me proud to have been born on the 18th of September.
These are new stars.
Patrick Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Anyway.
That would be the 9-year-old son of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Fantastic. I bet he's getting a pony.
And also my main man, James Gandolfini.
Wow.
Yeah, today is...
The same day?
Yeah, the same day.
Hey, you're celebrating your birthday on the same day?
What?
That's fantastic. Hide the money in the corn.
What?
Hide the money in the corn. Fantastic. All right, you'll be set up for life.
So, and they got... Look, they went all out there. You've got a Budweiser sign there that says, Happy birthday, Don.
I didn't see that. That is absolutely fantastic.
And you can bet that will be staying here. That will not be going home with me today.
You the man.
Really?
Happy birthday.
Well, Wendell got you a little gift.
It's a present
Wendell
from you. Wendell.
But it's alcohol.
Happy birthday, Don.
From Wendell.
But it's booze.
It is, Mike, it's a Liberty Bell shot glass.
Oh, we'll see. I knew it was booze-related, Wendell.
It's the best $3.50 in about 5 minutes in the gift shop could get you.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Wendell. Thank you very much. Our engineer, Silver Star winner, the man is a 7 years. 7 years.
7 years.
7 years in your Marine Corps.
And a reformed safe cracker.
There he is, Wendell, Wendell Hall, Smoot Hall. Now, the deal is,
we have people who are here for the contest. We want to start the contest. I got the show kind of formatted out today where I'm allowing all of these breaks for the contest.
Good.
But we need to know what people can do for the What Would You Do for Stones ticket contest.
We urge everyone to, you know, we're going to figure this out. We're going to get it lined up. We're going to know what's going on.
Where is Lily?
She's producing
Lisa.
Over there.
Lisa?
Lovely Lisa.
Lisa, can you tell us the very latest from the Infinity Lawyers?
She's crawling under wires. She's on the phone as we speak. A very, very busy, busy producer person.
Here she comes right now. Here is Lisa.
Hi.
Hi. What's the deal with the lawyers?
I just hung up the phone with one of the lawyers who's getting ready to call another lawyer, and looks like we'll be able to have a little bit of what we want, and maybe not so much as what we would like to do. But
you know, I say to these lawyers, where were they a month ago? Where were they 30 days ago?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. When are you having your birthday dinner? When you get back home? Or did you have it last night? Did you have any celebration last night before you...
Negative. My wife had an art class last night.
Oh.
So,
we need to make you happy this evening.
Yeah. Listen.
You know, I know you've got a healthy marriage and you don't do this type of thing, but I'm paying for a prostitute for you.
Now, that will get me in big trouble.
I am paying for the finest prostitute in Philadelphia.
If that's the case, then I'm just going to watch her have sex with you.
Done.
because I can't do it. No,
I must sacrifice.
I've had a really good birthday. Got up very early this morning to get the train, and my wife and my son had the happy birthday thing going for me early this morning, and
right.
got some nice gifts from them. And
yes, I understand.
Got on the train and got here, and frankly, really, I'm happier not celebrating my birthday. I've never really been one that's wanted to go out and say, don't you remember how awkward I felt at that 40th birthday party that my wife had, where she invited all those people to the restaurant?
It was a wonderful, wonderful event.
I felt awful because there were so many people there.
You don't want a big deal made of it, but you do want it commemorated in some special way.
Yeah.
You want it to be acknowledged like everybody wants their birthday to be acknowledged.
Well, Mike, let me say, this broadcast today thus far is telling me that this will be a birthday I will not forget.
I tell you, excellent. I think it's special. It's got a level of specialness that's palpable.
As a matter of fact, may I offer you a helpful piece of birthday advice?
Yeah.
Don't say anything wrong.
Oh. Thanks, Rob. This morning, because I can't do anything without Rob anymore.
Right.
Rob and I, of course, we go to the train station together.
Yeah.
Even though we could go separately, we go together.
I understand.
So we get to Rob's house, and I finally get to meet Big Daddy.
Ah.
Rob's grandpa.
Wonderful man.
I've heard about him for 10 years, never actually met him.
Instrumental in developing that mind of Rob's.
And
more than you know.
Big Daddy, I don't think, would fit your mental picture.
Right.
With the name Big Daddy and looking at Rob and looking at Rob, looking at Rob's dad.
Right.
Is he stiller like?
No, really, no. He's
slight. More Frank Perdue-ish.
Really?
Yeah, that's very true.
And he came to the car.
He's still alive, though, my grandfather.
He came to the car and he said, I want to meet Rob's boss. And I was sitting behind the wheel, and I said, Big Daddy. And I put my hand out, we shook hands, and he said, don't say anything wrong today.
Good advice.
And I said to him, hey, don't talk to me. talk to your grandson.
Right. Man, oh man, that's as simple as it got. Don't say anything wrong today.
He could be a great program director.
Don't say anything wrong today.
Don't say anything wrong today.
That covers it.
Working on it, Big Daddy.
Son of a bitch. Now go on, get shoot. You get off my property.
You think this car is big enough? I got that too. You think this car is big enough?
Don't say anything wrong. Get this goddamn big car off my property. Don't you say anything wrong. Go on, shoe fly.
Time for Matlock.
Come on now.
Matlock and then Hunter.
I got to go back inside and memorize my channels.
Don't say anything wrong. Jesus. Don't say anything wrong.
And so far, you've applied that advice well. So
I've not said anything wrong yet.
Not so far.
Oh, the other fun thing, I don't even think we talked about this when we were coming back from Philadelphia last week.
Oh, yeah.
Rob and I, very dangerous when we're in the car together because... Well, just because.
I know because. Yeah, because what you do, and it should be on the record, is you try to hit pedestrians.
No. This had nothing to do with...
homeless pedestrians.
This had nothing to do with Matthew Broderick and vehicular manslaughter.
You go hunting for them.
No. Actually, we go radio hunting. And Charlie Warren was doing his... You know, Charlie Warren's one of these guys on
Charlie Warren.
On WMAL.
WMAL Charlie Warren Show. How are you doing? Have you seen a good film? Have you seen a good play? Call me on Charlie Warren.
That's the guy. Well, he's got a terrorism expert on.
I've got a terrorism. Have you seen a good terrorist? I'm Charlie Warren.
And Rob right away goes for his cell phone, and Rob says, let's see if we can call Charlie Warren. Of course. First ring.
Right.
I mean, gets through.
Charlie Warren, you're on the show. Is this Rob?
So Rob goes through the screening process, and they actually have a good screening process.
Yeah, they did a real good job, but I know what they look for. So I said, I've got a question regarding Homeland Security and the handling of the situation with the apprehension of that car in Miami this morning. Hold on for Charlie. And so they put me on hold.
And the next thing you know, Rob cannot stop laughing. He goes, hi, Charlie. And I know right away, okay, he's on the air on MAL, but I can't turn the radio up to hear it.
Right.
But I desperately want to get involved in the conversation. And Rob's doing the old man slow talking thing.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, tribute.
So yeah, tribute to me. Thank
Rob's
you, Rob.
Rob's going, about these people that were stopped.
It's a wonderful technique, isn't it, Rob?
They were at Denny's, and then I screamed, Shoney's, I'm screaming across the car, Shoney's. And then they said, yes, it was Shoney's.
And they tried to move on, and then there's like a small lull, and you scream, have you got Charlie Warren over there? Do you have Charlie?
And he stayed with it.
Yeah.
Poor Charlie.
And they stayed with it until we asked about his theme song.
Or Charlie Warren.
Rob said, where'd you get that theme song? It was then that the light goes off and he goes, oh, I'm being jerked around by two idiots.
Did he say that?
No. It was a WMAL type response.
I'm Charlie Warren being jerked around by two idiots. We'll be right back on WBL.
Some lighthearted silliness there, but let's move on.
Is that it? Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
That's how we handled it.
I said to Rob, I said, do you think anybody besides us was listening to that?
No.
And then I thought about it. I thought, you know what? On a Friday night, and that was last Friday night, at about 11 o'clock, maybe one person who listens to our show might have been in a car. Maybe, who knows, maybe arrested in the back of a police car where they had MAL. Anyway,
probably.
Maybe somehow they went into a convenience store and they heard it and they got the joke.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Maybe just one person.
If you brought one person joy, that is a good thing.
I always have fun with Rob.
Very good.
And with Big Daddy. Don't say anything wrong today.
There you go, Big Daddy. Now get this. Is this car big enough? Get this goddamn car off my property.
Is this car big enough? Listen, we are up on a break. We are going to get the rules of this contest set. Mm-hmm. And then we are going to start giving away the Stones tickets.
Good. Let's say hello to Tim Sabian, who's right over there. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Tim is a busy man. For you, Tim. Got the cell phone up to his ear. Back
Tim
and forth. Everything going well?
Tim is very nervous.
Okay.
Okay, son. We're on our best behavior, Mr. Sabian.
Tim is very, very nervous. And Tim, for some annoying reason, keeps wanting to go to lunch with us.
Tim is giving me a complex, and I'm thinking that,
he likes you. No, he can't take the hint.
Right.
Every time.
He likes you.
Hi, Tim. Every time. There you go. And you know what, Tim? Amen. That right there, you know what? I made that move myself. Yeah. That is the fat man I'm feeling uncomfortable with. When somebody says something and you got to hitch, you go to those doctors, jeans, you hitch them up and you go, this doesn't bother me at all that he's saying.
I'm
going to
go
radio.
Because of all of this whole lunch thing, I'm going a step further. I'm making lunch for you, Tim.
Oh.
I'm going to cook lunch for you.
When, Mike?
The next time we are in Philadelphia.
We're here tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I will cook lunch for you. Can we arrange it?
What would you like to make?
Pasta.
We'll need a hot plate. I'll speak to Karen.
Please get it. Make it so. I will cook lunch for you. Pasta okay?
Because, frankly, Tim is the most worried about the show today.
I will make Louisiana barbecued shrimp for you tomorrow.
Tim is the most... How are you going to make that? We're staying in a hotel. How are you going to make him Louisiana barbecued
Rob
shrimp
and I are,
in a
Rob
hotel?
And I are going to go out go grocery shopping.
You know what?
Tomorrow.
There might be like a cooking segment set downstairs at the TV studio.
Steal things from the
television.
Steal
a radar
station.
Range.
Absolutely.
All right. Tim, are you cool with the rules today for all the contests? Have you signed off on this yet? Do you know Tim? Has Tim signed off on this? Here he is, everybody. Tim Kelly. Tim?
I haven't seen him yet.
You haven't seen him?
No one has.
Well, so that means we're good with the person that wants to do set himself on fire.
I guess so far.
So far, what I know is okay.
Well,
and, you know, for quite some long time, all
you
knew is what I've told you.
What I told you.
Very good.
I told you. Tim, I've known you a long time, and I think I can tell you this, and you won't be offended.
That's always a nice setup line, isn't it?
I don't think I can do the show with you standing there staring at us. If it would be possible for you to mingle into the crowd.
Give him the microphone, Rob.
Even better, maybe just go back to your office. Because
What's changed from the old days at WLS?
Well, those were different times. We were peers then. Now,
are you saying you're uncomfortable with Mr. Sabian standing off to the side here and staring at us?
Are you telling me you're happy about it?
You know me. I always look at it as a challenge.
No, I don't like it.
I know you don't.
No, I don't. He's like, he's standing there. On one hand, it's like he folds his arms and partly it's amuse me. Then when we talk, like, about the Holiday Inn,
right?
Then it immediately goes to the cell phone, and it's like, oh, my God, they're talking about the Holiday Inn.
That made me nervous. When he did that, when you were talking about
the Holiday Inn.
And he did a beeline out the door with that. And now he's checking his watch. That's killing me.
And then we talk about the lawyers, and then he goes, well, hey, I don't know anything about the lawyers. Meanwhile, Tim's the guy who's on the phone today saying, oh, my God, you got to tell me what you guys are going to do. You know, again.
We are easily distracted. There's no doubt about that. Hey, I got an idea.
What?
During the break, we'll buy him shooters.
Now, that would be funny.
Did you drive yourself? Do you have somebody that would be able to drive you back home?
We could give Tim a cab ride home.
Sure. We could get you a cab ride, Tim.
I got to go back in just a few minutes anyway.
Really?
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I heard an audible groan
that's
there.
That's too bad.
May as well load up first.
Tim has to. For all of you guys here in the bar, that's when the show starts. Now you're wondering, as soon as that guy leaves, as soon as Garth Brooks there leaves, that's when the show begins. Tim, I think you need to go compulsively trim that beard.
Flaming shooters, though, before he gets
frankly,
there.
I also want to tell you, I was driving in today. WYSB is a great radio station.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Am I the only one? When are you going to play a Creed record? When are you going to play a song by Creed on WYSB? I must have listened for maybe 15 minutes, and I didn't hear a song by Creed today.
Well, yeah, I think you're going to get your wish now after that. After that little outburst on your birthday.
Instant request.
On my birthday.
On your birthday.
Yeah, don't fire me. Tim, it's my birthday. I'm full of piss and vinegar and just want to do the show.
You want to do the best job you can, and God, that's admirable.
Just want to
entertain.
Just want to do our show. Mm-hmm. We just want to have the crate. There he goes. Okay, keep going.
No, he's walking up on the stage.
No, he's
coming
up
here.
No, he's leaving.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. He's coming up here.
Is he coming up here?
See, the thing is, now I'm afraid to go to break.
You got to go to break.
If we go to break, he's going to come up here and talk to us.
That is the ultimate creed that you were talking about. You have to go to break.
Tim, would you please walk somewhere else so we can go to break? Please?
You're killing me.
He's not moving.
Just look to the right.
He's going to come up here.
He is.
He's going to come up here.
It's his job, man.
I know this. The whole thing's going to be, he's going to be saying, hey, man, I'm just doing my job. I'm just making sure you guys are okay. And I'm going to have to say, Tim, I'm just kidding. You know, even though I'm not really kidding, I'm going to have to say, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
And then he's going to have to say, oh, that's great. Let's go to lunch tomorrow. And then I have no intention of going to lunch tomorrow.
It doesn't matter. I'm cooking.
That's right.
You're
in his room.
Cooking.
I am cooking.
You're not cooking. Joe, hit the touch tone. Play them for all their worth. I'm going to call 100.
Amen, brother.
877-365-3636. The secret sound number one, which is now worth $500. And your clues are, it's a modern item. It's found in most modern homes.
It's electronic.
It's electronic. And I'll say this. Tim Sabian, most likely... comes in contact with one weekly,
wow,
at least. With him, perhaps weekly. Daily. Perhaps, wow, hourly.
I still, do you get it?
I still don't get it.
Perhaps quarterly.
And a clarification, more electric than electronic. The actual clue was electric.
Yes.
You know what Mr. Shockjack just said over here?
I was right.
He said vibrator.
Not a,
that was Buzz, okay, that said that.
That's Buzz.
Just a joke.
Didn't you hear what Big Daddy said? You said something
wrong.
I've done it.
That's all right, we're live at Legends in Philly. We are going to get this freak show going.
We're right across from the vet. Come on down and see us.
For the Stones concert tonight in Philadelphia. Caller 100 right now, you animals. Good luck. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.